Well, ladies and gentlemen, I woke up this morning and walked outside, and wouldn't you know it, there was Bill Gates rummaging through my trash, taking pictures of stuff. Can you believe it? No, me either. No, it's insane, right? Only today, I will share with you some documents that demonstrate that this is indeed going on, because I realize that it's hard to believe. It's equally inconceivable to me as the eye in the sky taking pictures of climate emissions, as the surveillance of what we buy at the supermarket, of what we eat, of what we eliminate into the sewers, and of course, yes, what we throw away. Of course, they would be watching that too. After all, that is part of the World Economic Forum's circular economy, where there is no such thing as trash. Everything is just repurposed, turned back into some edible protein bar for the plebs to eat. So yes, of course they're using dumpster cameras armed with artificial intelligence to watch your trash. Let's talk about that. In fact, let's not bury the headline. Here is the letter from Waste Management, the biggest trash company in the world, demonstrating that they are taking pictures of your trash as those trucks roll around, that they already have the data about what you throw away. And in fact, in this letter, they're quite upset at the user for giving them trash that was wrapped in the bags instead of just raw recyclables, because after all, if it's in a bag, I can't see it. We don't really like that. We want you to just give us all of the data in your trash can. Now, I realize this sounds insane. I hear that all the time. Christian is off his rocker. But unfortunately, it's not me that's gone crazy. It's reality. It's the people in charge deploying their anti-human agenda. And in fact, some of the things I've covered in the past, you know, YouTube is a difficult medium because I'll do a report on one thing, like, for example, the Pentagon using an AI weapons system to track your groceries. And then in the later report, I'll reference that, but it just sounds insane, right? So before we even talk about the garbage, let's just remind ourselves about some of the other aspects of this panopticon that are, in fact, already in place. Like, yes, like the fact that the Pentagon did launch an AI weapons system able to predict trends in supply and demand and COVID infections down to the zip code. The project was called Salus, for the Roman goddess of health and well-being. It can work on a nationwide scale or even drill down into specific zip codes. And most notably, from my perspective, is this last line in the article where they say Salus will, we confirm, be a part of the JADC2, which is a massive effort to digitally interlink weapons, vehicles, and personnel. In other words, yes, your grocery purchases, your retail transactions are being aggregated and fed into an AI weapons system at the Pentagon. It sounds crazy, but it's really happening. It's just reality. You need to catch up with what's going on. It's just as crazy as the Al Gore launched project last year called Climate Tracing, not Contact Tracing, Climate Tracing, which, as you can read here, watches in real time using a combination of machine learning, infrared satellite imagery, and computer modeling to track your emissions in real time. Unless you have one plant too many, one cow fart too many, then you better believe what Time magazine called the best invention of 2020, the climate cop, the green police, in their own words, will notice your unauthorized emissions from their satellites, and they'll come track you down. This is a surveillance panopticon, what you buy, what you do, monitored from the eye in the sky. And of course, we've covered the biobots, the little devices that were launched into wastewater systems, sewers, in urban areas, in order for your safety, right? In order to track COVID outbreaks. Of course, the system, the manufacturer does say that we can also use it to track dietary preferences by neighborhoods or look for illicit drug use or pharmaceutical habits. It does much more than just look for COVID in your toilet water. It's a very rich data set that they've gained here by looking at everything that's flushed down the toilet. So yes, naturally, if they're watching everything that comes out of your toilet, they're also going to be watching everything that comes through your trash can. And we've talked about this before because it all ties into the World Economic Forum's circular economy, where we just recycle everything. We take those spent grains from beer and we turn those into a protein bar. We take your wrapper from a plastic device and we upcycle it into something else edible. There is no trash. We're just going to force feed it to the plebs. That's what it's really meant when the World Economic Forum says we're going to save the planet. Whenever they say that, you know it's a problem. And by when will they have this circular economy? Well, of course, by 2030. Now, we've talked a lot about this before, although it's heating up right now. Summer of 2021 here, hearing a lot about how recycling isn't working anymore. We now need to upgrade it to circular waste management. That's the circular economy, right? These talking points have gone out from the World Economic Forum and the UN, the IPCC, and they're filtering down into the media propaganda pieces and pushing people in this forward. Recycling is an outdated solution. It's time, yes, for the circular economy. Again, this is this year that these ideas are being pushed out. And I want to retrace some of these steps because we've talked about the circular economy before and the fact that South Korea was really a leading example of their surveillance of trash. So here we can read, in 2013, residents were required by law in South Korea to discard food waste in special baggies into designated waste collection buckets. The bags are priced according to volume and can be purchased anywhere. So you need to separate out your trash and you're taxed by what you throw away. Now this was just a warning sign, one of the pioneers of actually taxing people for what they throw away and monitoring them. Naturally, it was China that took it to the next level when they deployed their garbage cans armed, yes, again, with cameras and artificial intelligence, in this case, facial recognition, so that as you threw away your trash, they would take your picture and then associate whatever your activity is with your social credit score. Here from SCMP, ever dream of having trash cans keep an eye on you with facial recognition to make sure you're sorting your trash correctly? Well, the nightmare is alive in Beijing. Can read down here. Some districts have face scanners attached to trash cans as part of a nascent scheme. Yeah, it's just beginning. This is just the rising vibes, baby. We're taking this all the way, ultimately. But as part of this nascent scheme to encourage recycling, the smart trash cans automatically weigh each set of garbage. And what do? They adjust your credit score. They assign corresponding credits or rebates or penalties to the individual. And you remember China launched their Clean Your Plate initiative where they said you can't post pictures of eating to social media because it encourages food waste. Yeah, this is all the same thing. If you throw away too much food, your social credit score will suffer and you may not even be allowed to buy that much food next week. That is the carrot and the stick approach to encouraging people to enter the circular economy. Stop throwing things away. We're going to charge you extra if you do it wrong. How is this going to happen in the U.S., where people are used to just throwing away? Look at New York City. People just throw away stuff constantly. They're totally divorced from the reality of where those things go once they put them in some bin somewhere. You know, I'm not arguing that that's a good scenario we're in right now. People throw so much stuff away, it's disgusting. I would argue we shouldn't be using plastics. We should be using more compostable things. You can just feed it to your chickens. That's a circular economy. I feed food waste to my chickens, and they give me more food. It's fantastic. You should try it. But no, again, it's Bill Gates, one of the main shareholders of waste management. After all, it's actually 10% of his billion-dollar portfolio there at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, invested in a trash company. But why? Why? In fact, there are articles asking that question. Why? Why is Bill Gates investing billions of dollars in waste management? What does he see in this? And they speculate, well, it's a counter-cyclical stock, so it's actually a nice hedge. No, the real answer is that they need to own it so that they can force these changes on you. They have to own the trash companies, and they do. Waste management is owned both by Bill and Melinda Gates, right there, but also, yes, of course, Vanguard and BlackRock, who are also the number one and two owners of the second biggest waste company, Republic Services. Those are the number one and two, Waste Management and Republic. BlackRock and Vanguard, with their new commitments to ESG, environmental, social, and governance, and to climate, you know, using their huge financial clout to motivate economically the changes that that will speak to this green agenda, the Great Reset. This is all rolled in, and BlackRock has and Vanguard have the dollars that are motivating these things. So how do you mutate Waste Management and Republic and these big trash companies into circular economy upcycling companies? You do it. You buy them, and then you force those changes. And I've covered before the fact that somehow these billionaires seem to have a bit of a penchant for garbage companies, even around the world. Remember, Carlos Slim, George Soros, and Bill Gates had gone in on a new recycling facility in South Dallas through a public-private partnership that sees artificial intelligence used in their recycling facilities. So actually, all of this is quite open. It's just the idea that the trash cans you see driving around are already taking pictures of your trash, that are already associating these pictures of your trash with your address, with your identity. So in fact, we're much closer to garbage cans adjusting your social credit score than anyone even thought, aren't we? It's already there. That infrastructure has already been built. The bars are already on our cages. We just didn't notice them, and we didn't realize that they were all converging in concert to form the prison planet around us. Yeah, you may be in a suburb somewhere, but your grocery transactions are being tracked, your trash, your sewer, the satellite in the sky. You never even noticed it, and that's by design. You never even realized that you had somehow been thrown into this planet-wide prison. But you have. And that's why I'm pointing at the bars today and saying, look, I know it's just Bill Gates taking pictures of your trash, but there's a very real problem here, and that is the perfect surveillance system that has been built around us. After all, Waste Management owns 346 transfer stations, 293 active landfill disposal sites, 146 recycling plants. They, together with competitor Republic Services, handle half of all the garbage in the U.S. Yeah, that's why they're so valuable to the billionaires who wish to fundamentally transform the food system, fundamentally transform the garbage system too. This is part of the deal. And when you read into this article, using AI and dumpster cameras to manage trash, it talks about the good things. Oh, sometimes trash bins aren't even full, but we're wasting energy and gas to send the trucks around and collect them anyway, and really we should be smarter about that, right? They always tell you some ancillary benefits when the primary purpose is perfect surveillance of every part of economic activity. We've heard it described as Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the fourth industrial revolution. All of these things describe a perfect surveillance system of all resources. So I hope this has been insightful for you to understand that actually, yeah, they're already watching what you throw away. Maybe you should be a little more careful about what you throw away or where, bearing in mind that it can all be tied back to your identity, as this letter demonstrates. And how do we stop it? How do we get Bill Gates out of your trash can? Well, you either give up your trash service and start doing things more on your own, more self-sufficient. Create your own food. It doesn't need plastic packaging. Take your food waste to your chickens. You don't need to throw it away. You don't have to worry about these issues in the first place. It's probably a more efficient way to live. That, I mean, again, this is what I would call upcycling, is chickens. But more to the point, we need to get these technocrats and this medical tyranny and this panopticon off of our backs. We got to get these people out of power. So I hope this has been insightful as to the nature of this leg of the agenda. You can find this report on iceagefarmer.com, along with all my other reports. And if you value this broadcast, if you appreciate this information, please help me keep it running. There's a few ways you can do that listed at iceagefarmer.com. For now, let's go kick this guy out of our dumpsters and grow abundant food and raise awesome animals and put a stop to this technocratic takeover. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.